So chapter Kuf Chav Ches in the laws of Nesius Kapayim, of raising the hand, the Kohanim. And here we're talking about, we're up to subsection 34, Lamed Aleph. We're talking about a scenario in where the Shliach Tzibur is the Kohen. Let's say the one who's leading the services is the Kohen itself. See, normally what you have is the Shliach Tzibur, the one who's leading the services, he calls the Kohanim to come up and do the Duchening. But in this case is... sometimes you have a Kohen leading the services. And we learned earlier, we're not going to go through this again, we learned earlier about what to do if there is no other Kohen. If the Shliach Tzibur is the only Kohen in the shul and he's leading the services, how do you do the Duchening? And he actually says, he allows for him to move from his place to go up to Duchen and then go back. Or somebody else just take his place for the end. He gives various different scenarios than we learned before. But now we're talking about a case. Kishashliach Tzibur Koyen Ve'eina Oile Ledoichen Im Shara Kahanim. We're talking about when the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, but he doesn't go up because there is other Kohanim. He said if there's other Kohens to do the job of the benching, then he should not go up. He should not go up there. He only allowed, the allowance was, when there is no other Kohanim, then we can do both. But when there is another Kohen, he shouldn't go up. So, but what happens when the Shliach Tzibur, the Kohen, doesn't go to the Kohanim, lo yikrahu lahem Kohanim. So he shouldn't be the one saying, Kohanim, that's the one who usually the Shliach Tzibur says, he shouldn't do that. And he's not the one who should lead also say, the first one, he shouldn't be leading them. Another Kohen cannot lead the other Kohanim. You can't have a Kohen lead the other Kohanim. Why? Because we, you see in the verse, why do we learn? The verse states in Shenemar, it says, Emor la-Kohanim. It says, say, Emor lahem. It says to them, say to them. You say to them, who is the them? The Zema of the Kohanim. So who is the say? Miklal Shoim and Einim Hemel Yisroel. The one who's saying it is not a Kohen, but rather an Israelite. So therefore, Ulefisha Lechatchil Nochin Shashliach Tzibur Yimakar Birchas Kohanim. Well, that's an interesting point that you're saying. What if he's a Levi? But a Levi is considered as long as he's not a Kohen, because it's the Kohen that have to do the blessing. It's still going to be a Mor Lohem, say to them. We'll see. I didn't see so beferish, but it seems to me that as long as it's not a Kohen, it's fine, because them versus everyone else, not them versus Israelite. But the right way to do is, who is the one that leads the Kohanim? We learned before, there's a possibility, you don't have to have the Shliach Tzibur, the one who's leading the services, saying, you can have just anybody in the shul. The main thing is, so they have to respond to somebody. But the minhag is, the custom is, to have the Shliach Tzibur do at the, as we do it, the one who leads the services, he says, the bottom line is, the Kohanim have to respond to someone. They have to answer. So the custom is to have the Shliach Tzibur do so. So because of that custom, therefore, as explained earlier, because that was already discussed in chapter in subsection 22, so therefore, the Fikach Mishtad L'chatchila, Shiyah Shliach Tzibur Yisrael. That's why we try, to begin with, we don't want the Shliach Tzibur to be a Kohen. Because if the Shliach, if the one who's leading the services, the one who's Chazen is a Kohen, he won't be able to say Yivarecha with them, he won't be able to say Kohanim, and he won't be able to say Yivarecha. Because that's the tradition, and then somebody else would have to say that, so that's why we should not have a Kohen L'chatchila go up to be a Shliach Tzibur. I mean, sometimes, you know, I would give a scenario. Let's say you have a shaliach who's a Kohen in a community, and none of the community people sometimes know how to lead services. You know, that'll happen pretty often. You know, I mean, you know, you create a shul in some place where there's not people that know how to do the services. So it's technically the Kohen, he's the only one that can go up. So there are cases where you'd have to resort to find out, you know, how to do it in these situations. I mean, fortunately, if you go in a regular shul where there is a big crowd, there's probably other many choices, but there's not always.
It's just a shul. You train somebody to do that with all your...
Well, but right? You know, what if he's going to do the Chazor Sashatz, it's a job. So what is the... When the Shliach Tzibur is the Kohen, you can actually train him to do a little bit of the job. So Yamad Yisrael Etzloi. So when the Shliach is a Kohen, so what are we going to do? So how are we going to do the service? So he says, you put an Israelite next to him. Again, I think Israelite here would include a Levi too. I think it's just calls an Israelite versus a Kohen. So you put the Yisrael next to the Shliach Tzibur. And that piece, Elikeinu Elikeinu, is done by that Israelite. He says, he stands next to the Chazan, and he says, Elikeinu Elikeinu Seinu Berachinu Berocham Shuleshes. He is the one that announces the Kohanim, the Koy the Kohanim, Umakra Oisum, and he leads them by saying, Yivarecha, they follow him. Or some people start from the second verse, as we learned earlier. Second word, Vashatz, Shlich Tzibut, Oimed Vesheisik. And the Chazan, he's standing and being quiet because he's a Kohen, so he's not doing it. Achiknu b'riches Kohanim, until they conclude the blessing of the Kohanim. Then Umsaim Ashliach Sibur Sim Shalom. Then he ends the last Baruch Sim Shalom. Afilu im kiven libe hamakr litzvul sashatz. That would be even in the case if the Shliach Tzibur had in mind, the other person who's leading now had in mind to the Shliach Tzibur what he's davening. So earlier we said that when the Kohen was a Shliach Tzibur and the Kohen had to do the Duchening, so before he said if the Kohen is going to do the Duchening and he's going to leave his place and there's another person who listened to the prayers, so maybe the other person should take over the being the Chazan from that point and on, so that he doesn't have to go and walk back later on to the Bima middle, so that middle of the Davening, so that would be an interruption, so better not to do that. But in this case, since the Chazan is there, so Mesayim Mashliach Tzibur Shim Sholem, Afilu Kibuli Bamakal Letzvot HaShatz, even the one who was leading had a mind for the prayer of the Shliach Tzibur, Shekiva Shashatz Emel B'mekoymai, Lomul Lechanuk HaTzvot L'Shnai, because the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan is there, we should not split the davening between two people if we don't need to. So why let the Chazan finish? He was just standing there. The other person just took over that little piece for the Kohanim, but then the Chazan should continue. As opposed to when the Shtatz goes to the Duchen, as explained, so over there he's moving out of his place, so it's different, as we learned before in Sif Lamed Beis. So now what happens? Again, we were talking about, so in this case we're talking about the Kohen is the Chazan, and there's another Israelite who can do that piece. But what happens? There's nobody even can do that piece. You're davening in a place where they don't even know how to say kila, none of that stuff. What happens? There's no Israelite to be able to lead. Some say, okay, so don't just let the Kohanim just bless without, don't say Yivarecha in front of them, let them just do the blessing and the Kohen. But the Shliach Tzibur should not be the one doing it because he's a Kohen. Other people say that it's the Shliach Tzibur who leads it. Even though he's the Kohen, so the only time we prevented a Kohen, we don't want the Kohen to lead it, if it's possible to have somebody else, an Israelite, read him, then the meaning of the verse would be fulfilled in its literal sense. You say to them, which is the Israelites say to Kohen. But in a case when there's no choice, it's a avuk sheyefshu b'yinachar. But if you can't do, there's no Israelite can do it, only the Kohen. is so then certainly we rely on medrash shadarsh k'tzas chachamim. So then we rely on the expansion of these words. We're not going to explain these words literally. You say to them, but we're going to say emor lahem shetehe amira mishalahem. That which means that the saying should be of theirs. Shekoyen emor lahem, you say to them, meaning that you're saying the saying should be of theirs. So emor lahem shekoyen koyde kohanim. Actually, they said that it was a koyen is going to call the kohanim. That's a drasha that some would call who adin shemakre oisom. The same thing, he can lead them chenika. That is the chenika. That is the main thing. So the Alter Rebbe rules actually that if the koyen was the shliach tzibur, so then the koyen should just do the job and that's it. You know, just do the whole thing. He says alkeinu alkeviseinu, and he leads the whole and leads the whole service. That's the bottom line. Let's do one more halacha. Now you know you come to a shul, so in some places they have a tune that they do for the birchas kohanim. In Chabad we do ayah. In other shuls, ayah. So they do different kinds of tunes and various tunes. So he says here in subsection 35, Eina kohanim rishoyim lenagim bebichas kohanim beiz gimel negunim. Actually, in this case, he's talking about they're not allowed to sing in the blessing of the kohanim two or three songs. They have to keep to the same song. Now I start with one song and do another song. You have to keep the same song all through. Why? Because you might get confusion. The mind gets confused. Because when you want to change songs from one song, one tune to the other tune, so you want to be careful to have a straight voice. You don't want to go. You want to go. You want to make it smooth transition from one song to the other song. But they're going to be occupied with their mind to try to make a smooth transition from one song to the other song. Then they're kind of confused. They don't know which word or which verse they're up to. So even though there's somebody leading, saying every word, so they're not going to get confused. If they're going to be confused, they're going to forget what the leader, if they're going to sing, they're going to forget what he read for them. But sing one song from the beginning to the end. Don't change songs. He gives you also a rule for the chazan in his prayer. In one subject, the chazan should not sing various tunes in the same prayer, in one subject matter, because he's going to want to change tunes and he's going to want to make it smooth change, and that might occupy his mind. He might get the words wrong, he might do a mistake, so we don't want that to happen. So that's why we say that stick to one song. What time we have?
10 to 9?
Yeah. Oh, let's do another halacha. We'll do a letter to the Rebbe. Okay. So now we have Sibsebsebs Lamed Vav. I told you the joke we used to have in school when we were going to school. They used to have a joke. And they used to say that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim when they're duchening in their hands because the divine is there. And what happens if you do look? He says the first time you get deaf, you get blind. And the second time you become deaf. Problem is, if you're blind the first time, how do you see the second time? subsection Lamed Vav 36. At the time when the priest, the Kohanim, they bless the people, lo yabitu ba'am. They shouldn't look at the people. Ve'lo yosichu daitom. And they should not remove their concentration. Elo yu enayim klapimata. They should look downwards. Just as one is standing in prayer with intent, intently praying, Sharem is palim, because they are praying. What are they praying? Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Shivarchas Baruch Hu Kol Yisrael, that our God should bless all of Israel. That's what they're praying. The people who are receiving the recipients of the blessing, they should have in mind, they should have intent to receive the blessing. They have to face to face. They should face the face of the Kohanim, the Kohanim facing them. Like we said earlier, that the blessing is face to face, as we learned in the earlier Sif in Chav Gimel. And also don't look at the coin, don't look at them so that you don't remove your concentration, your mind from the blessing. So don't look at them. For sure, don't look elsewhere. Don't look at the coin, don't look elsewhere. Concentrate on the blessing that they're giving you. That's why there's a tradition in many places, the shalshal talis shel mitzvah pneim, that you roll down the talis of mitzvah, the talis you're doubting with, on your face, v'yideim, and your hands, so that you can't look at the people. So this is talking about the Kohanim. That the Kohanim but in this case, we're talking about so that they shouldn't be able to look at the people and other people in them, so they cover them, but not in their faces and not in their hands. So according to this view, they actually hold their hands under the talis also, not only their faces but also their hands are under the talis. But the Medina say the Rebbe continues, in our communities, in our countries, no good, the tradition is that they only put their talis over their face, so they shouldn't be able to, so that the kohen shouldn't be able to look. That's all. That's not the way we do it. But their hands are outside of the talis, so they cover their face, but the hands are outside the talis. So they themselves should not be able to look at their hands. They're covering their hands with themselves. And they will not come to remove the concentration of their mind from themselves. So you want their hands, you don't want them to see their own hands. And now he goes to the people. The people also put their talus over their face, so they shouldn't look at the hands of the Kohanim. Because in this case, you don't want to look at the hands of the Kohanim. If the Kohen would have had the fingers also under the talus, then the people wouldn't have to cover their head because they couldn't see it. But since they're putting their hand, that's what he's saying over here in this opinion. But since they're putting their hand outside of the talus, so then the other people have to cover their heads so they don't see.
And the other people, what they do with their hands?
No, they're just holding their
hands. They can keep
them anywhere. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't say anywhere, but okay.
Yeah, but I know.
Absolutely. Okay. He says the better custom. It's better to the when they raise their hands, the Kohanim, it should be revealed and visible there rather than hidden under their talus. So not to have the talus interrupting between their fingers and the people. Because if you look in the meaning of the verse where it says, Aaron raised his hands to the people, and he blessed them. There should be nothing interrupting between him and the people. Now, there's a saying, the saying that we say, says, this is not said, the rabbi said, that even a metal partition will not interrupt between the Jews and the Father in Heaven. So that basically that means that if you have, we'll see later on following Sif, if the people are in front of you and you have a metal partition, the blessing goes right through the metal partition. A partition does not separate between Jews and the Father in Heaven, but in this case it means that the blessing goes through them, even though, as long as they're in front of you, the blessing goes through. Nothing, it cuts through steel, it cuts through everything. The blessing goes straight through. But that, so, well, a palace is just made out of material, so what's the problem? So it's going to interrupt? How's it going to interrupt the blessing? But he says, but that wasn't said, you have a community who's being blessed by the kohen in the shul. So the saying goes, as I got me shuchutz beis haknesses. So somebody who's outside of the shul is still mizbaruch imahem, is being blessed with them. Ela shebediavad. So also shuchutz beis mizbaruch imahem. But he says ela shebediavad einzem yakim. After the fact, if the kohen does have his hands underneath the talis, it doesn't hold back, it's a good blessing still. But he says the better way is to keep it outside and not have it interrupt. Shari'ir shekula kahanim, kula me'ilun l'duchan k'ma shizbar. Because if you have a city which is all kahanim, so everybody will go up and make the blessing. So, so what's the proof from here? This is later on in Shin. Where is it here? Sif Lamet Ches. I have to take a look. Abel Talis, let's see exactly the words, what it means over here. But in the Abel Talis, okay, so now that you're telling me you don't want the Talis to be interfering, so what about the Talis that the people were holding in front of their faces? So that's also interruption between the blessing. So that's not considered, that's Betele Gabi Gufam. The talus which is on them is considered secondary to their body. It's just like your other clothing. I'm not going to say your shirt, so the blessing doesn't go into you. You know what I mean? So if you have a talus, it doesn't. It's a garment.
It goes through steel, so it goes through.
Yeah. Through is right. Yeah. No, but he's saying, but he did make it, this, and that doesn't drop the talus of you. So he says. So according to this idea is, there is a difference. According to this idea, the hands should be outside of the talus. To the best of my knowledge, the Kohanim keep their hands under the talus. Not like it says over here. That is to the best of my knowledge. Take a look what Al-Tareb writes to the Siddur. It's under the talus. They don't... No, that's the way, I'm not sure how others do it, but I'm just saying in Chabad, that's the way it's done. That they hold it by the talus. But according to here, he says the talus may provide maybe some part of chatzitza, an interruption. Although there's no interruptions, but that's applied for the people who are outside of the shul.
Oh, outside. So in other words, if they're in the courtyard and they're doing it, they still get blessed.
That, exactly. Okay, all right, leave it over here.